Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, October 17th, 2021, the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is the Gospel of the Lord. So once again, I have chosen to read the shorter version of the Gospel because I think right here we get right to the point of, you know, Jesus telling his disciples how to live the faith, how we're called to share the good news of the Gospel. It's not from a position of power. It's not from a position of holding things over people, but it's in a position of humble and loving service. And the way things are done is significant for us. How things are done has impact. So we might have the truth of the good news of the Gospel. We know the gift of our faith, but how do we convey it? How do we translate it? How do we make it relevant for people? We can dictate it. We can argue with people about it. We can guilt people into the gift of faith. All of those fall short. Jesus offers the way. You know, whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. To live the Gospel means humility, means service, and this sense of slavery to all, that the needs of others rise above the needs of ourselves. And that is what makes, I think, living the Gospel so difficult. Let alone the world today, it's a very selfish world. It's a very much a world consumed with the ego and get what you can out of life. Don't worry about anything else and just, be mindful of yourself. Be in it for yourself. And the Gospel is completely contrary to that. Give up what you want. Give up what you need. You know, be a slave and be a servant, you know. And Jesus doesn't dictate this to them, because he says at the end of this Gospel, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." What did he do? The cross. Jesus did not only teach, he doesn't only teach us how to be a disciple, but shows the ultimate gift of discipleship by surrendering our very lives on the cross. That in one way, discipleship means death, death to self and life in the kingdom. Death to self, but life for others. And boy, that's so difficult. We are concerned about ourselves. We need to take care of ourselves, but we need to have a strong spiritual life. We need to try to eat healthy, be physically well, so that we can be those signs and images of the good news, so that we can bring life and hope to those around us. And we can't be like others who lord over, who have power over others, who try to control others out of fear, out of guilt. People in powerful positions need to be humble. That's the call of the Gospel. That's the call of leadership. That's the call of being a faithful and loving follower of Jesus. And there are, in the general realities of the world, very sometimes hard to find. But within our parishes, within our faith communities, we see so many humble and quiet servants. I think of here in Chatham, those who work with the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, to those who do the outreach ministries of bagged lunches and boxed dinners right now during the pandemic, who quietly and really kind of in an invisible way humbly serve and love and care for those who are in need. They're not doing it for the fame. They're not doing it for the fortune. They're not doing it to lord over generosity. They do it out of pure love of the gospel, a pure love for Christ. And what a powerful grace that is. I think, you know, that is that perfect example of being a slave to all, not to be served, but to serve. And that is one of the ways. I just recently finished a homily series, a message series on the comeback. You know, how do we come back in the midst of all the storms in our world today? And one of the key ways we're able to do that is through service to those in need. It's action that doesn't need any words. And it gets to the heart of the mission of the gospel. That is to help those who are on the fringes, those who are oppressed, those who are our brothers and sisters who are challenged in many different ways, who are struggling for a variety of reasons. We are called to love. We're called to serve. We're called to reach out, not counting the cost, but simply laying down our lives. In one way, very simple, clear call of being missionary disciples in our world today. And yet it includes an abundance of need for conversion, understanding, renewal. And I think if we are to do this well, and out of a true sense of faith, we need that strong spiritual life. We need the gift of the Eucharist. We need the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation, recognizing that we too need to be poor in spirit, needing God's grace, needing God's love. And so in this short gospel, we have the heart of sharing the good news in our world today, to shine a light of hope, to be, again, a safe harbor for those who are in the midst of storms, to calm the storms of this world. It will not come from power. It will not come from doctrines, promulgations. It will come from humble, quiet, faithful service and sacrifice by all of us, by those in church leadership, hierarchy, but most especially, most powerfully, by regular day-to-day, week-to-week parishioners who serve and love like Christ. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.